This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economy is lagging national averages in job at home price growth, but CPR's Andrew Villegas says research shows the state is doing better in other business categories.
Researchers at the University of Colorado say the state economy is outperforming the nation when it comes to GDP growth and workforce participation. But they also expect employers in the state to add fewer jobs this year than initially projected. The state ranks near the bottom for year-over-year employment growth. There are nearly 3 million jobs in Colorado, however, and the unemployment rate remains below 3%. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The Aurora Reservoir could soon have a larger buffer to protect it from oil and gas drilling. Residents have requested a ban on drilling within 1 mile of the water, and the local planning commission approved that proposal last night. But the rules still allow for exceptions to that 1 mile minimum, and Arapahoe County hasn't signed off yet. The energy company Civitas plans to start work on more than 100 oil wells east of the reservoir next year. Two Catholic preschools are suing the state over being excluded from Colorado's universal preschool program. St. Mary Parish and St. Bernadette Parish cannot participate because they give Catholic families priority and they don't allow their teachers, parents, or students to be LGBTQ. Participants in the state's preschool program have to meet the state's non-discrimination requirements. Mosquitoes in Mesa County have been found with West Nile virus. So far this summer, people in 13 Colorado counties have tested positive for the virus. Last year, West Nile killed 20 people in Colorado. This is CPR News.